You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 in Asheville. This is Peter Kent reporting. Today we're talking with Chris Kramer. She's a woman from Black Mountain. She and her husband, Mike, and their dog, Pippin, hike the mountains and really enjoy the whole Black Mountain ethic. Then November came. Winter was coming. Elections came. And Chris got mad as hell and won't take it anymore. Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing all right.
So, Chris, what got you going?
Wow. Like you pointed out, it was definitely the election in November. I've always voted. Since I was 18, I have voted. I've always been informed and always kept my politics to myself. And now I'm on the radio talking about something.
Yeah, it's an odd thing that it's gotten you so riled up. It's so indignant, so outraged.
I spent about 2 or 3 days after the election in what many of us have called in mourning. And then after about 3 days, I started a local group, a local meetup group called We the People. And from there, I got involved in Our Revolution, Indivisible Guide. And some of the things that really aggravated me was the character of the person who was elected president. That bothered me immensely. And once he was actually in his position, abolishing the EPA, again, comments about women, the immigration ban, it's the wall. You know, the list is so long. There's so many fires. And I do believe that instead of just trying to put out fires, look at what the core problem is and try to change the actual system so this kind of garbage never happens again. And that's where we come to gerrymandering, which is what I wanted to talk about today.
Gerrymandering is a real problem because it's the way legislatures, lawmakers, politicians take hold of the system and make it so they really stack the deck in favor of the party in power. Every 10 years when we have a census, we get to redraw the lines. And those lines are real important. Let's talk a little bit about what gerrymandering is.
Well, gerrymandering began a long time ago, over 200 years. In 1812 was when it was coined, the term gerrymandering, from a governor in Massachusetts. His last name was Jerry, and he created a district, or he actually accepted, someone else created, but he accepted a district line to encourage the party that he was in to do better. And it was so innocent, and you can Google it, you can see the map. It was really, some people says, well, this is a little bit like cheating, but it was baby cheating. It was almost like a white lie. The gerrymandering of today is very different.
Yeah, what was so interesting about Governor Gary's shape was someone said it looked like a salamander.
Right, exactly.
And someone said, that's no salamander. That's a gerrymander.
Right. and the thing is now, and you can see maps, in North Carolina, let me back up. North Carolina is the most gerrymandered state in our country. So it happens in other states as well. And some states have been very proactive in putting an end to gerrymandering. But here it is a huge problem. And I can give you an example of some of the things, but just to make sure we're clear on what it is this idea of taking district lines where if there's a party that you don't want to win, you might pack them into one district, or they call it pack and crack. Pack them up into one district or divide them, crack them up. So there's just a few people voting within a district that you know is safe, in which case the representatives are choosing who votes for them instead of the voters choosing who represents them.
How do you know that North Carolina is the number one gerrymander now?
If I had it in my notes, I could tell you exactly who it was that came up with this. But if you go to Common Cause, you can find Common Cause, I think it's .org. .org. There's a scale of 1 to 100 that exists. And 1 would be so gerrymandered, pretty much no vote counts. 100 would mean about as fair as you can be. If you took a popular vote versus, you know, the way the district lines were done, which is how we're voting, you pretty much would get the same percentage of Republicans and Democrats in office.
So let's make sure we have the scale right. 1 is good, or one is bad.
One is like almost no vote counts at all.
It's the end of democracy.
Total 100% end of democracy.
Well, 100, if you score 100, you're really
you are as democratic as you can be.
Okay.
North Carolina, 7. We are a 7. A 7. We're not even 10. I mean, we're so undemocratic. And I have specific numbers, and I'll just give an example. One half of the North Carolina House districts were uncontested. That means 50% of when we voted in our last election for our North Carolina House, half of these elections, there wasn't even a Republican and a Democrat running. There was one running. That's it. And of the contested ones, most of these were non-competitive. And they list competitive as being, and again, you can see all these numbers through articles on Common Cause. But competitive means there's at least, there's less than a 10% difference between who wins.
And this isn't just going on, of course, in North Carolina.
Definitely not.
You were from Minnesota. Was this a problem there, too?
I'm actually from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
So close. You got the cold right. But in Wisconsin, it's been very bad. And even this last February, so just a couple months ago, it was determined by a court that the gerrymandering that occurred way back in 2011 was so extreme that the courts are starting to say, okay, now it's too extreme. Because while partisan gerrymandering has been accepted, people, meaning courts, are starting to say, okay, well, wait a minute. Based on the First and the 14th Amendment, maybe it's not such a hot idea how extreme it's gotten. And the extremity of it is in North Carolina, we had basically 10% of all voters in North Carolina had a real choice in who their House representative would be. For the North Carolina Senate, there's only 8%. So only 8% of all the votes cast for the North Carolina Senate really made a difference, could have impacted something. That's not democratic.
The gerrymandering here actually went to court, didn't it?
Definitely. We have spent since 2011 was when court cases began for the last gerrymandering. We've spent $3.5 million on just gerrymandering. We've spent almost $9 million if you count all voter right issues in the last 10 years.
Those
here.
Are court costs.
Those are just legal fees. So you, me, and anyone who's living and paying taxes in North Carolina, we paid that.
Those are
our legal fees. Yeah. That's just the legal fees that we personally have paid. So $3.5 million, these court cases keep going on. In 2016, the legislature was forced to redraw the lines. So they were actually redrawn around this time last year, and they still were illegal. But they were determined to be illegal in August of 2016. But someone didn't want to see, and I quote, voter confusion. So we actually voted, and this really riles me up. We actually voted with an illegal map. An illegal map, because even though the court said it's illegal, they didn't say, and you have to change it before election time. They just said, okay, it's illegal. Just change it next time you meet in session so you don't have to hold a session. I mean, it's sort of, again, a tricky way. So we are currently being represented by politicians who don't really represent us at all.
People are bound to get riled up by all this information.
I get furious.
I can tell. But, you know, that's only part of it. Getting mad gets you only so far.
Right.
Going and doing something about it is more important.
And I could not agree with you more, because to me, it's so important. Know what it is, read about it, spread the word, feel free to talk about it, and then do something. And the most important thing that we can do right now, immediately, is there is a bill in the North Carolina House sitting in committee. It's been sitting there since February. It is called HB 200. So it's a House Bill 200. And there is the chairman of the Rules and Operations Committee, whose desk it is sitting on, is Chairman Lewis. I would love it if people would join the force and call him at 919-715-3015 encouraging him to at least let this bill go to vote. Also, the House Speaker, North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore, his number is 919-733-3451. And we only have until April 27th to get this bill out of the House and passed. And this is amazing. Senator Van Dyne and I were speaking. If it is not passed by the 27th of this month, that's barely 2 weeks away, it will die. And we will have 2 years, that's right, 2 years before we can reintroduce it. So this is really important to get this bill passed. Then it would go to the Senate, and there is a bill in the Senate, SB 209. So if we can get it passed by the end of April, our next task is to call the chairman of the Rules Committee, Raybon, for SB 209. And his phone number is 919-733-5963.
Another part of the puzzle is this, it's having the foxes guard the hen house.
Yes.
The people who draw the lines are quite often the lawmakers themselves. Some states have gone to having outside people draw them, commissions.
And that's what HB 200 does. That bill and its sister bill, the Senate Bill 209, they take, instead of having the legislature draw their own lines, which is a huge conflict of interest, massive. You are determining, am I going to have my job or not? I'd like to think I would take the high road, but I don't know. I've never been in control of whether or not I keep my job. And what this bill does is not only does it make it nonpartisan, making that part of the law, just like it's not allowed to be racially gerrymandered, which is what has been a big problem here in North Carolina, but it also takes the drawing of the lines into a non-political committee of five people. And these are people who cannot even be related to anyone who is currently in the General Assembly.
What we have here is a situation that desperately needs some fixing.
Desperately.
And you're the person to take it on.
Yeah. I hope we all are the people to take it on. Remember, it's not a sexy thing. You don't go, ooh, gerrymandering. It's not like going Medicare for all. You know, we want the ERA. These are topics people can grasp right away. Gerrymandering is a little more difficult, but it is the building block to why we're fighting for other issues every single day.
Chris Kramer, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Peter.